Warbirds back home today. They take on Fable to open a six-game series tonight. We're down in the dugout with Warbirds skipper Eddie Morgan. Coming off a series split against Kannapolis last week, now 10 straight series with a split or a series win. What have you liked most about the way your team has been playing lately?
You know, I just think, looking at the series and reflecting back at the series with Kannapolis, they could really pitch it. Mm-hmm. They could really throw it. They had some arms that really kind of took it to us, so it exposed some things that we're gonna have to make some adjustments with some of the guys. Didn't walk anybody, they threw it across the plate, and so for us, I thought we were making the adjustments we needed to get the split of the series. Defense continues to shine. Up and down with the pitching staff last week. Didn't get a chance to get a lot of big innings, and that happens sometimes when teams throwing it across the plate, right? We're putting the ball in play. I thought our swing decisions last week were pretty good against a really solid team. I mean, I think they had the number one process mm-hmm. in the Carolina League as far as pitching staff goes. So it was a tough week, and so I'm pretty happy with the way the guys responded and be able to get a split and continue that, right? It's tough. You play somebody six straight times. You kind of get a feel for each other to try to win series. So I'm happy with where we're at.
Let me ask you about Hendelfry Encarnacion. I feel like a broken record with Hendelfry. I think in his last 10 games, he's hitting like .436 or something like that. Where have you seen the biggest growth in his development at the plate?
I just think the biggest thing for him is he's very stable with his mindset. Doesn't get too up, doesn't get too down. Even though he shows excitement out there, he especially when he hits those home runs. But I think, again, he has some adjustability in his swing. He tends to want to ambush pitchers, so you'll see a lot of, he's zoning up early in counts. And some teams are making those adjustments, but when they make a mistake with his swing and his bat speed, he'll make them pay for it. So, but more so than anything, it's just his emotions. Mm-hmm. He doesn't let some bad at-bats. I think early in the season, he kind of rode the roller coaster, but, throughout the summer here, he's been pretty stable, and I think combine that with his approach and his aggressiveness, I think he's shown that he can play at an elite level.
We talk a lot about swing decisions, but Brady Ebel maybe embodies that the best of anybody on this team, leads the team in walks, top two in the Carolina League in walks. How much have you seen Brady really embrace the swing decision mindset?
Yeah, he knows the zone. He controls the zone. He swings at the appropriate pitches. We're trying to make that pitcher miss in the heart of the plate. He doesn't let the game speed up on him. It doesn't matter the situation. Some young hitters get too excited and can't control their breathing and get super aggressive. Mm-hmm. But Brady has some calmness within the box, lets his athleticism show. He understands what they're trying to do to him, and because of that, it equates to really good swing decisions.
I want to ask about a couple of guys that are throwing the baseball really well. Bonnett, I think, has won his last five outings. Boy, it seems like he's just a bulldog out there for your team right now.
Yeah, his velocity obviously is on the upper echelon, sits 94, 95. I know Paul's been working with him on just getting some velo separation between his sweeper and his changeup and curveball and his fastball. And the last couple of outings, we've seen some of that velo separation, mm-hmm. so it's allowed him to put away a few more hitters. And that's kind of been his struggle all summer, is the ability to put away guys, because everything is kind of the same velo range. So we're excited about seeing that and him making the adjustments. And I think it's only going to get better as the season progresses.
It really feels like Hayden Robinson has come in and really made a big impact on this club since he got called up.
Yeah, he's been, his fastball's got some cut to it, some run to it, and he's gotten some broken bats. Mm-hmm. He's getting a lot of ground ball action. So it's been fun kind of watching that evolve and watching him grow. He's so young, and now, his second time, through on the week, watching him trying to learn the hitters, because they've made adjustments. Mm-hmm. Now he has to make the adjustments, and he's picking up pretty quick. I mean, the other night he struggled in his first mm-hmm. inning, but then made some adjustments, came in, talked with Paul and Millsy. I think Millsy was catching, and they quickly went out and had a couple clean innings. Mm-hmm. So that's growth right there.
As I let you go with this thought, we talk a lot about growth on the field, but how much are you and your staff also trying to grow what it's like to be a professional baseball player, the things you have to do off the field to be a baseball player at the next level?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is they got to get sleep and they've got to eat. right? Those two areas are huge, sleep in particular for recovery, and the mental side of it. And so we're constantly kind of harping on those guys to take care of your body, use the training room. You know, they're at your service. We got great trainers. And when they're at home, relax. Take your mind off things. Watch a movie. I think that's the biggest separator. Don't feel like you have to be active and go out and be doing things. You need rest and you need sleep.
Eddie, appreciate the time as always. Good luck this week.
Absolutely. Let's win the day.
That's Eddie Morgan down to the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.